Part 3. Listen to the following passage and fill in the gaps below with a suitable word or expression. You now have 1 minute to read the task sheet.
That. This week's Excess Baggage is Sandy Toksvig. Morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Thank you, Neil. On today's programme, we're travelling in tongues, inspired by everything from Hittite to Henry Higgins. Now, with me, I have a professor of linguistics and a professional voice coach, but we begin with Mark Abley, a journalist and author who has travelled across the globe in search of languages which are disappearing. Now, Mark, how many languages are we talking about?
Of the 6,000 or so languages there are in the world, and no one has a precise figure, but of those 6,000, about 90% are at some risk of really no longer being spoken by the end of this century. And to put it in an even more dramatic way, it means that perhaps one language disappears every 2 weeks.
Now, you took this as a premise for your travels. In fact, you've written a book called Spoken Here, Travels Among Threatened Languages. What was it that started you off? I mean, are you a speaker of an endangered language?
No, I'm not really. I speak Quebec French, which is not endangered at all. It was just the sense that this is an extraordinary story. I think this is an extraordinary moment in human history whereby the perhaps natural evolution of languages, that some are born and others die and languages are constantly arising and falling, that is really no longer the case, that because of globalization and various kinds of economic pressure, that languages are disappearing far faster than ever before, but that there's also great stories to be told of the resistance efforts among people from minority groups who are fighting the trend, who are doing everything they can to keep their languages going.
But was there a personal trigger for you?
Meeting an 85-year-old lady called Cécile Wawanolette in an Abenaki community about an hour's drive east of Montreal, where I live. And Cécile spent most of her life in the United States, but she came back to spend her last years in Odinac, perhaps thinking she would live there comfortably and quietly pass on. And in fact, she found the Abenaki language only being spoken by a dozen or so people. So she began to teach it. She began to do everything in her power to pass it on to her community. And I thought, in a way, that's a very sad story, right? But I also thought, that's a really inspiring story. Her passion, her commitment to keep that language going, I thought that was amazing.
Well, another person with passion and commitment to language is Cicely Barry. You're the voice director of the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Now, listen again.
That. This week's Excess Baggage is Sandy Toksvig. Morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Thank you, Neil. On today's programme, we're travelling in tongues, inspired by everything from Hittite to Henry Higgins. Now, with me, I have a professor of linguistics and a professional voice coach, but we begin with Mark Abley, a journalist and author who has travelled across the globe in search of languages which are disappearing. Now, Mark, how many languages are we talking about?
Of the 6,000 or so languages there are in the world, and no one has a precise figure, but of those 6,000, about 90% are at some risk of really no longer being spoken by the end of this century. And to put it in an even more dramatic way, it means that perhaps one language disappears every 2 weeks.
Now, you took this as a premise for your travels. In fact, you've written a book called Spoken Here, Travels Among Threatened Languages. What was it that started you off? I mean, are you a speaker of an endangered language?
No, I'm not really. I speak Quebec French, which is not endangered at all. It was just the sense that this is an extraordinary story. I think this is an extraordinary moment in human history whereby the perhaps natural evolution of languages, that some are born and others die and languages are constantly arising and falling, that is really no longer the case, that because of globalization and various kinds of economic pressure, that languages are disappearing far faster than ever before, but that there's also great stories to be told of the resistance efforts among people from minority groups who are fighting the trend, who are doing everything they can to keep their languages going.
But was there a personal trigger for you?
Meeting an 85-year-old lady called Cécile Wawanolette in an Abenaki community about an hour's drive east of Montreal, where I live. And Cécile spent most of her life in the United States, but she came back to spend her last years in Odinak, perhaps thinking she would live there comfortably and quietly pass on. And in fact, she found the Abenaki language only being spoken by a dozen or so people. So she began to teach it. She began to do everything in her power to pass it on to her community. And I thought, in a way, that's a very sad story, right? But I also thought, that's a really inspiring story. Her passion, her commitment to keep that language going, I thought that was amazing.
Well, another person with passion and commitment to language is Cicely Barry. You're the voice director of the Royal Shakespeare Company. Yeah.
This is the end of part 3. You now have 2 minutes to check all your answers. This is the end of the listening comprehension paper.